Jumbo au kebab rasa bori, kebab rasa manca. Assalamu alaikum to each and every one of you and all my Muslim brothers and sisters. Welcome to another spiritual and impactful episode of Spiritual Vitamins. As always, I am your brilliant teacher, the chosen one. So, beloved, and the last time we spoke, we were talking about taking the world out of your relationship. Well, today I would like to talk to you about putting love into your relationship. I wanted to make this a two-part series because I feel that there is a deeper, much more impactful calling to understanding relationships. A lot of people don't know how to put certain things into their relationship and to take certain things out. I admit it, I'm at fault myself. Some of my past relationships, I put too much love into it and I kept the world in it. Some of them I kept the world in it and didn't put no love into it. Sometimes we make mistakes and we do a little bit too much of either or. But see, the whole reason for this is to get you to understand, beloved, that when it comes to being in a relationship, when it comes to love, period, beloved, there has to be an equal balance. Let me say this. First and foremost, a happy Easter to each and every one of you who celebrate Easter. I myself do not celebrate Easter, but given how it's been commercialized and it's become more of a secular holiday and the whole true overtone of what it used to be about gets completely swept underneath the rug. I will say this though. Every Easter, I enjoy watching me some Charlton Heston. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. If y'all know that name, Charlton Heston, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the good Ten Commandments, not all the other ones that come on TV that just don't look right. I'm talking about the good Ten Commandments, the Charlton Heston with all the Egyptians that were, for some odd reason, Caucasian. But we're not going there. Not going to go there. That's a conversation for another time. So let's get into this. I've spent today really dwelling on this topic and really truly dissecting it and understanding exactly what is it about this topic that is really drawing me close to it. And I believe, beloved, I think I know. I know what is drawing me close to it. See, we have a great deal of love for a lot of things. Man, I love fruits and vegetables. I love long walks along the beach at night. I do not like walking along the beach during the day. I like to do it at night. I love setting a campfire by the beach and looking up at the stars. I love chilling with some good friends, hanging out. All of these things are things I love to do. Now, love, L-O-V-E, is a very strong word. Now, see, this is where that knowledge comes in. See, I'm getting into it. L-O-V-E is a four-letter word. Do you notice that it is even? Four letters. Because, see, if you dissect it right, love is two things. It is from above and it is down low. See? Did you notice that? when you look at the word love, L-O-V-E, it has the same letters as the word above, A-B-O-V-E. And then you look at the L-O, low, which means below, under. And when you think of the word under, you think of the word understand. Now see, when you think of the word understand, understanding means that you have a general concept of it. You have knowledge of it. It makes sense to you. So love, basically, should come from above and it should come from below. And it should be understood. See? See? That's what real love is all about. It's all about both of you truly understanding one another and loving each other when you are at your best and loving each other when you're at your worst. See how I just broke that down for you? See? Y'all know I have that knowledge that they're scared of. Come on, say it with me. Beloved, we cannot say we love someone if we allow that person to continue to make mistakes to us. We can't say we love someone if we allow that person to continue to hurt us. We can't say we love someone if we allow that person to continue to come around us and just pretty much treat us like trash. Now, how is that love? How is that love, beloved? How is that love? Let me tell you something. You want to see what not having love is? Look at the world around you. Look at the world around you. There's so much hate you can't even begin to truly understand. There are people out here who believe they have justified hate. They should hate someone for a justified reason. Hate is hate. There is no reason to ever hate someone. You have racism. Certain people hate you because of your religion. People hating on each other because they're jealous of what other people have. They're envious. You got a nice house. They have a bad house. You have a nice car. They have a bad car. So they're jealous and they're envious of what you have. So they choose to hate you. Instead of getting their shit together. See, there's enough hatred it can choke a horse. We have nothing but overwhelming examples of hate. People hating transgenders because they choose to change their sex, or rather their gender. LGBTQIA hating on everybody else because they feel that they're the most discriminated on people and they should have better privileges than everybody else. It's enough hate. It's enough. Come on, people. It's enough hate. We need to inject love into that hate. If you can't even do love, at least do a lot of like. How about that? A lot of like. Because some of us aren't capable of love. Some of us are only capable of like. Then let's do a lot of like. I'm reminded of a situation a friend of mine was in. He was living in an apartment complex, and the landlord happened to be Jewish. My friend happened to be Christian. Now, you know, Jews and Christians don't always see eye to eye on the understanding of, you know, God. The Christians believe in Jesus being the Messiah, the Son of God. They believe that he is part of the Trinity, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I can get down with that. divine being as God could split himself into three separate beings to cover more ground. Let me put it to you this way. If Optimus Prime could transform and separate three pieces of himself to be able to destroy more Decepticons, do you not think he would do it? Let's say in the anime, Yu-Gi-Oh! Yugi was able to have three different forms. The original Pharaoh, then the Yugi Pharaoh, and then regular Yugi. And he was able to split himself into three, and all three of them still able to use the power of the Millennium Puzzle. You think they wouldn't do that? They would. It would be a good technique for any major hero to be able to use. Now, the landlord doesn't necessarily like him because he's a Christian. But you know what my friend did? One day the landlord had called them, who called him, and he was a little late on his rent. And the thing is, the landlord said something very, very disrespectful. He said, well, if you truly care about having a roof over your head and care about where you live, you'll come up with that money. Now, my friend could have responded back with hate. He could have responded back with anger, disapproval. But he responded back to him with love. He said, you're absolutely correct. I'm an adult. And it's my responsibility to make sure that you get your money. But let me let you know this. I'm not giving you this money because you feel I need to do so. I am doing this because it's my responsibility. And God gave us responsibilities, and he said that I am supposed to obey those in authority over me. You are my landlord. So I need to obey what you tell me. And I need to get you your money. He was able to get the money together. Gave it to the landlord and everything. The landlord was shocked. Mad. Didn't say anything to him for almost 7 to 8 months. My friend told me this story and I was shocked. Because I said, you could have responded with any other type of feeling, but you chose to respond with love. He said, if God can forgive a man who sins against him 70 times, and he can forgive him 70 times 7, I can forgive a man who's just ignorant in his understanding of my faith. We both pray to the same God. I was through, man. Because y'all know full well what I would have said. I'd have been oops upside his daggone head. I'd have smacked that yarmulke from here back to the damn temple. Y'all know that. I am a forgiving man. I'm a praying man. I'm a loving Muslim. But I'm going to tell you this now. You will not disrespect my religion. And you will not disrespect me. But I learned a thing or two from my friend. Because he did that, I learned to be a little bit more meek and humble. Not so quick to get angry. How much love do you guys put into the world and put into your relationship? How much love you think you put into your relationship? When's the last time you and your partner ever said anything wonderful about each other? When's the last time you stared into their eyes and said, I'm so glad that I'm with you. I'm so glad I'm blessed to have you in my life. I'm so glad to know that you and I are one being. We are of one mind, one spirit. And when we make passionate love to each other, we are of one body. When's the last time you wrote them a poem? It's the last time you bought them flowers. It's the last time you just gave them massage for no reason. sometimes showing that here we go, showing that act of love, that passion is what some people need in their life, because sometimes they might not have been given that passion when they were children. They might not have been hugged by mommy, might not have been hugged by daddy, might not have been told by their parents that they love them. Sometimes people hearing that is just something they need to hear to get them through the day. See, if we would start to learn to love one another and stop looking for everyone's, looking at all of the mistakes about the person, maybe we might find something good in them. I'm reminded of a story, right? I was told this story. Try to get it as correct as I can. It was a long time ago when I was told it. So there was this young man and this young woman. They had been friends all their lives, right? They got older and eventually moved away from each other, right? But when they got older, he signed up for college and went away to college. Now, the school he happened to go away to college to happened to be the same school that the girl now is going to. He selected his dorm, gets all his paperwork paid for and all that. You know, gets the dorm paid for, all that good stuff. Then he goes to get his stuff to move into the dorm from his parents' car. As we heard somebody say his name, he turned around and looked, and surefire enough, it was his best friend from when he was a kid. He was ecstatic. He was like, I can't believe it. You go to this school? She said, yeah. He's like, wow, you know. It was truly a small world. But I don't believe in it being a small world. I believe in God providing chances. I believe that God provides encounters because he means for them to happen. I believe that things all happen for a reason. If Allah meant for you not to be with that person, then Allah would have willed it for you not to be with that person. If Allah meant for you not to get that job, then Allah would have willed it for you not to get that job. Now, let's be realistic. So, they chit-chatted the whole day. She helped him move his stuff into his dorm. Now, here's where the problem comes in. The thing is, the parents, his parents, never liked the girl. And the girl's parents never liked him. Now the parents were worried that he's at college with this girl. And they're telling him, well, you know, she's going to distract you from your studies and blahzy, 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 blah. They're saying everything negative they could about this girl. Her parents did the same thing about him. While they were at school, they got together in the cafeteria. And they just started chit-chatting. The boy and the girl started chit-chatting about what their parents had said. While they were chit-chatting, he remembered that he had a big, huge test. He knew he didn't have enough time to study. Well, she helped him study. Taught him a quick way to remember the work. And he did it. Exactly how she said. Went in, took that test, and he aced it. When he called his parents and told them about his day, and said, yeah, you know that big test I had coming up, I aced it. He told them why. He said, oh yeah, she taught me how to do this much faster. They were flabbergasted. I said, she did that for you? He said, yeah. They were shocked. That same day, the girl, she had a big exam due, and she was going to be late. Now, his dorm is much closer to the teacher's classroom. She called him up and said, hey, you know, are you busy? I think I'm going to be late and everything like that. So the boy was like, oh, which class is it for? And she was like, oh, it's physics. He said, oh, well, cool. I actually just got done my physics class. Let me talk with the professor. You just make your way here. So she got there as fast as she could. Lucky enough, the boy was able to distract the professor and ask for his help with some work. And the professor gave him all the time he needed. Because this boy was serious about graduating. She gets there. She's there in class. She is late. But the professor didn't even know because he was late for the class too, distracted. Because the boy had distracted the professor, so he couldn't get the class started. She thanked him. She passed her test, but an A+. She calls her parents, and she tells her parents what he did. They were flabbergasted, shocked. Now, both parents realized that they may have been a little bit judgmental about the other person because they didn't even know the facts about them. See, when all you do is look for the negativity in someone and you don't look at their positives, you completely miss all the good things about them, and all the bad things only come to you. Back and forth, these two people did good for each other. Eventually, they got married. And eventually, they moved in with each other. And eventually, they had children. The crazy thing about this is the simple fact that love can be found in the strangest of places. And it's not something that just happened. You know, the thing that really I find troublesome, people are always looking for their high school sweethearts. Looking for that person that's, you know, was with them since the day they started in diapers. Sometimes that person's not meant for you. Whether someone else's blessing is theirs. And Allah is not going to give you someone else's blessing. That's theirs. It's not yours. He will bless you with who you are supposed to have. And you need to keep that person. That's why you need to inject love into your relationship. The same way how you take a shot and take a vaccine and take your medicine. Take your love medicine. Y'all don't hear me? Nah. Y'all not hearing me. Take your love medicine. Why is it the only time people can show love to someone they truly care about is on their damn birthday? On goddamn Christmas and on Valentine's Day. That's the only time. It's the only time. Husbands, stop waiting till the anniversary. Stop waiting till Valentine's Day. Love her every day. Wives, same thing. Stop waiting till Valentine's Day. Stop waiting till his birthday. Stop waiting till the anniversary. Love him all the time. Kids, love your parents. Parents, love your kids. Teachers, love your students. Students, love your teachers. Everybody needs to be able to love one another and stop all of this goddamn fussing and fighting and carrying on. That's not love. A lot of people say that, oh, well, you know, one of the definitions of a regular relationship is when y'all argue sometimes and everything. That's when y'all know y'all love each other. That is not when you love someone. Trust me, our grandparents used to tell us that nonsense. Arguing, fussing, and fighting is not love. What real love is, But real love is feeling that peace and that joy in your heart, knowing that that person is always going to be there by your side. I want to leave you with this, beloved. What have you done for the person you truly love lately? What have you done for them? Don't even tell them what you plan on doing. Just surprise them one day with something. Put on some nice lingerie, some Luther Vandross, and get the candles already around the room. And you don't have to do it on Valentine's Day. Run them some bubble bath as soon as they get in from work. Cook them a nice meal. Y'all take a walk outside. It's starting to get warm outside now. Take a walk outside. Holding each other's hands. Lay next to them. I know it might sound creepy, but watch them go to sleep. Stare into their eyes till you fall madly back in love with them. Remind yourself why you love that person, because they could be here today, gone tomorrow. Parents, make up with your kids. Take them out. Buy them something. Pay one of their bills. Whatever. Do it out of just the clear blue. Don't even let them know you're going to do it. Just do it out of the clear blue. Teachers, love the students. Don't just be in the classroom teaching these kids just because you want a paycheck. Actually love these students. Look at their vulnerabilities and help fix them. Look at the things that's bad about them and say, how can I fix it? So often do we make that mistake. I always look at people's flaws as bad things and we run away from them. And they're the ones that end up shooting up schools and killing people because they have nobody who trusts them. Nobody to talk to, nobody to lean on. One person only. It's a great Allah. It's a great Allah. And all His Majesty. Let's put a little bit more love into our relationships. Let's put a little bit more love into the world. After all, that is the best way to keep the world out of your relationship. Jumbo au hebara saburi, hebara za mancha, hebara za jioni. Assalamu alaikum to each and every one of you. And thank you all for being on my show today. And a happy Easter to those of you who celebrate Easter.